Now we need something supernatural. That's where that whole idea of a supermarket came from. Because it contains more than a corner store. That's why they call it supermarket. But when you get beyond the natural, there's a thing called supernatural. Now, when you're dealing with supermarkets, Pathmark and ShopRite and Gennardi's, all of them, they got that covered. But when you're dealing with supernatural, God's got that covered. See, you can go to different supermarkets, but for the supernatural, you're going to go to one place. And I'm okay with that because I don't mind for natural stuff to be able to have different places to go. But I don't want to figure out which God I have to go to if I need my healing. Or which God I need to go to if I need my deliverance. I just go to the one true and living God. He's got your miracle. And the only reason you didn't receive it was because you did not stay where he told you. Don't get short on patience. Don't let what you see mess you up. Sometimes you got to be still and know that God is in fact God. Oh, I know what we see, but be still and know that God is in fact God. Let's turn our attention to Hebrews chapter 11. And let us pray. Father, as we dig into thy word, we pray, God, that you will continue to bless us in this worship experience. As you have had your way thus far, don't change. Get me and us out of the way so you can deliver your word as you have ordained it. For you know exactly who and what your people need. And we thank you for the family coming in, that we might be fed from thee through the vessels that you've ordained. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about it's all by faith. It's all. It's all by faith. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So there is no other way. It's all by faith. Our spiritual life, our relationship with Jesus Christ is based on our faith in Jesus Christ. Our faith in Jesus Christ is our reality in Christ. It is our belief in what God has said to us and what God has promised us that moves us or motivates us to continue to move towards these promises. Because if you don't believe it, you don't move towards it. I mean, we can deal with that. We can agree with them that, right? If you don't believe somebody gonna give you something, why go to their house? Not only in our spiritual lives, but even in our natural lives, our belief is in something. We believe somebody somewhere for something, even in our natural. So we have this thing called faith. We just use it wrongly in the wrong place. The Bible says, put not your confidence in man. That doesn't mean you can't trust. It means that man might let you down, that man might make a promise with good intention, but may not be able to fulfill it. When God makes a promise, not only can he fulfill it, he can fulfill it beyond what he said he's going to fulfill it as. So when you're dealing with God, when God makes a promise, you don't have to go back and forth thinking, is he or she really going to? No, when God makes a promise, it's real. We used to have a saying, you could take that to the bank. It is most important for the Christian to realize that their life in Christ is a journey of faith and is all by faith. For we literally walk this Christian journey by faith and not by sight. Faith is the motivating force that move the believers from the natural to the supernatural, from defeat to victory, from hopeless to hopeful, from despair to destiny. As a matter of fact, God, if it wasn't for God in our lives, if it wasn't for God putting things in our lives, some of us have never met faith. Faith in God is a prerequisite, a requirement for the life in Christ. In John 10:10, Jesus says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Now, we believe that part. The devil just coming. We will say it. Oh, yeah, the devil just come to mess me up. But when we get to the part B, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We quote it, but we don't believe it because we got to access it by faith. You got to access it by faith. There's no other way to get the promises and the blessings of God only by faith. Somebody said, wait a minute, Mr. Theologian. Wait a minute. For the Bible says that the rain, that he lets the sun shine on the just and the unjust. When I come to let the believers know, he got a little bit more for you than just the sunshine. And those things that he has for us, we have to access them by faith. That's why it's so important when you go into a building, they want you to have different exits just in case of danger. They don't want to have just one access because they want you to be able to get out. But see, when it comes to your faith, when it comes to the promises of God, when it comes to the blessings of God, there's only one way you can go. Oh, my God. But well, why wouldn't there be another way? Because God is not a building. Because in danger in a building, that one access may be blocked. And then you need to have another way to get out. But with God, God ain't never blocked. If he blocked, you blocked him. God does not block us. We block ourselves. So God saying, the way to me is always open. There is no other way. Oh, glory be to God. If you want this abundant life through Christ, it is your faith in the promises of God, in this abundance that provides the believer with the reality of the promise and the truth of God's word, so we begin to move towards that. See, we need something to motivate us to move towards the promises of God. And what motivates us is the fact that it's true. But when we believe it, it's a thing called faith that activates us to move towards the truths of God. You need faith. I'm glad you said you just need the size of a grain mustard seed, you know. That's good, but we do need faith. You find somebody without faith, they're not going to worship God. They'd be here for a minute, and they out. They can't hang around because their faith is not working. Oh, my God. In Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith were heroes because they believed in what God promised them so much that it motivated them to pursue the promise or promises no matter what it looked like in the natural. When we read the Hebrews with the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, somebody say, them dudes is crazy. I was telling the co-pastor, Jesus for them had not even come in the flesh yet. But Jesus was already in existence. And that they believed. What did he tell Abraham? It was imputed unto him for righteousness by his faith. Oh, my God. And Hebrews 11 says, they believed it afar off. As a matter of fact, I need to do this right now so we can understand something. This will be way back here. But that's my promise. That's what God promised me. And I got to get to the promise. I believe in the promise so much, I'm willing to go through what I need to go through to get to my promise. Now, if this aisle is blocked, I'm willing to believe God that I can go around this way and go around that. Look, I'm going to get my promise. Look. I'm going to get my promise. That's how determined we need to be. We know how to be determined about stuff. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get him. If it's the last thing before I die, I'm going to give you a Cadillac. We have determination and we have faith. We just have it in the wrong things. That's my promise. Don't move my promise. Don't touch my promise. Get yours.
A child may trust and believe in their parents so much that whatever their parents promised them, even though they have not received it yet, the fact that they spoke it to them and the fact that that child considered their parents to be a trustworthy, reliable source of provision, they believed it, and in a way they received it. You tell a child you're going to get them a bike, guess what? They see themselves riding. I wish I had a witness. That's what happens in our marriages sometimes. You promise your wife, your husband something, and you don't show up. Focus. You don't show through, they'd be like, Don't promise me nothing. You ain't going to play with my heart. See, God doesn't play games like we do. God does not have to dangle carrots like we do. God stands on his word. And he said, if you don't believe my word, then just look around and begin to understand how I can have make water in the desert for you. Begin to understand how I can have a green plant growing through a great big iceberg. Tell me how come it's midnight in Russia and it's daylight with who you think turned in the day? Who you think put the star? Oh, I know you go down Franklin Institute and that astronomer down there, that scientist, that brother is bad. But who made the stuff that make him so bad? God said, just look at me. We're in awe sometimes when we watch different sporting events at the athletic ability of some of these players. But God said, look at me. Look at what I do for you on a daily basis. We're in Bible study. We're trying to figure out how come in the wintertime when cold air go in your body, come out warm. Help me. There's a process for that. There's a reason for that. But see, when you're in your car, you're going to fog your windows up. Because hey, you're full of hot air. No. But the Christians, that's amen, amen. That's why people pray for me. Thank you, sister. Amen. The Christian must regard God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit as trustworthy, reliable sources of provision so that the promises of God are received and acted upon in the spirit before they are manifested in the natural. That's when you and I, when we come to the altar and God said he's going to heal you, you may go back and sit down and still feel that lump in your body, but guess what? God's healing is on the way because you received it in the spiritual. And it might be like the book of Daniel, whereby God said, I sent you a healing, but the devil ain't want you to get your healing while you were in church, because you're going to tear the church up. So the devil sent somebody to try to block your healing. The devil said, I don't want you celebrating, because everybody in church know you've been sick. I'm trying to block that thing, and God said, I already heard your prayer when you uttered it off your lips. I already sent your amen. Let me send somebody else to help knock off the enemy so you can get your healing. But it's all by faith. You come to church by faith. You work your job by faith. Which of you goes in every Monday and tells the boss, show me the vault that has my check in it for the number of hours that I'm going to work this week, then I'll work. My. That's why when they close down on us, we be outside. That's why the picket sign turned into something else. Because it's an act of faith. It is an act of faith. I come work for you. You pay me. If you don't pay me, I hurt you. I mean, come on. That's the arrangement, y'all. That's it. Come on. You no pay? No way. You know? For we walk by faith and not by sight. So Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So the Christian must hear what God says, receive what God says, and believe what God says. We must hear it, receive it, and believe it. Otherwise, you'll always be talking about, God ain't blessing me. God, I don't feel God doing nothing in my life. That's because you have not exercised a level of faith that's required to pull on the supernatural. What are you trying to say? Some stuff I can get from the corner store. Some stuff only the supermarket carry. Sometimes I can take a little bear aspirin myself. But sometimes I got to go to the doctor. I wish I, come on, sit. And sometimes when we have success in the little things, we think we don't need God.
Let's look at Hebrews 11 again. We'll find what is known as the roll call of faith, the heroes of faith. As we take a closer look, let us consider these three points. What faith is, what faith does, and why faith is necessary. What faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. Faith is the essence of reality of these things hoped for. Faith is evidence. Faith is proof or conviction. Faith proves that what is unseen is real, that things hoped for are in fact real. Our faith is our eyesight, our vision into what God is trying to do in our lives and what God has already done. Oh, my God, in the kingdom. Faith is the confident assurance of those things that have been promised by God to the believer. I am confidently assured. That's why I worship God. That's why I praise God. That's why I read the Word of God. That's why I believe the Word of God. That's why I preach the Word of God. That's why I teach the Word of God, because I believe God by faith. I'm not going to tell you something that I don't believe in. We are here in this church by faith. If somebody prays for you and say, look, God told me that He can heal your body, you got to receive that by faith. You say, I don't believe, I don't believe. I don't believe that. That's why some folks struggle so much. They struggle so much because they don't have any faith in God. God works through us. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand that God works through us. We're not the ones. Amen. Thank you, but to God be the glory. There are different gifts in the body of Christ. Oh, my, my. Faith is the confident assurance of the thing that has been promised by God to the believer. Whatever God promised you, I believe I got it. You ever have somebody, a good friend you can really trust? That no matter what they say, you know you can trust them. But God is greater than that. He's sticking closer than a brother. He's a friend. Look, God is greater than your best friend that you can trust no matter what. No matter where you are, that friend will come get you. They will lend you money. They will come get you out of jail. They will get you out of trouble. They will do whatever you need them to do. That's the person you can give a key to your house to, so that when you go away, they can look after. God is greater than your best friend that never let you down yet in your life. Now think about that. And see this faith is the substance of things hoped for. This hope is an unshakable conviction in the present to move towards the promise. Like right now, I have an unshakable faith, a confident assurance that I know God is going to do whatever He said He's going to do. Plus, He's going to do what He said in His Word. Hallelujah. And what He promised me lines up in His Word. Okay, I'll leave you alone. What faith does? Look at Hebrews 11:2. Through faith, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So faith allowed our ancestors, our elders, to obtain a good report or receive approval for acting on their faith. You got to understand, God approves when we activate our faith. Approval means go forward. When we go to the airport, they look at our passports and they approve us to go forward. They look at the passport and they look at me and I said, yeah, it's a little more gray, but can I go? They look at co-pastor. They look. He said, you cut your hair. You know? I said, yes. But you have to be approved. Oh, my God. When you exercise your faith in what God told you, God approves you to move towards your promise. You have to be able to see it in the spirit before it's fulfilled in the natural. What does faith do? Faith made them obtain a good report. What does faith do? Faith provides for the believer a level of understanding of the fact that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made from things that cannot be seen. That's why we can't explain God. God made some stuff out of some stuff that wasn't around. That's why it's so hard when you get the book of Genesis. I'm out there, where did God come from? Well, please leave me alone. We cannot explain. Because God made stuff out of stuff that was invisible. That's why the scientist can only go but so far. That's why the medical doctor can only go. See, they are the corner store folk. But when you need supernatural, you got to go up a little higher. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, the doctors don't know what to do. I know someone who knows it all. Lord, it don't look like no job nowhere on earth for me, but I know someone who is my Jehovah Jireh. Don't just sing it as a song. Don't just say it to be cute. Believe that thing. When you say he's your provider, stand on that fact that he is your. Care what Social Security says. I don't care what the bank says. God is greater than all that. See, sometimes you have to learn how to stop going to the corner bank and go to the supernatural. Never. That's what faith does. Faith, it's made from things that cannot be seen. God, and as a matter of fact, if you go real deep, it actually says that the worlds were framed. It's talking about the dispensations or the ages, the kind of stuff that we talk about in co-pastor class, the dispensations. And it's saying that God actually framed the world in dispensations. And he said, one dispensation don't need another one. I just got them in consecutive order, but they all stand by. See, y'all didn't know I took over after class, did you? What faith does? Faith provides the believer with the motivating force to pursue the promises or the promise of promises of God. And see, look at verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Then I had to apologize for God, because when I talk about the heroes of faith, I always wait till I get down, you know, to around Noah, Abraham. But God said, back up. Look at verse 4. He said, because in verse 4, Abel, I got this on one of my Bibles, says that Abel's faith was an act of worship. He had enough faith to worship God. It says, by faith, not he just woke up and said, I'm going to do something nice for God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead, yet speaking. By faith, he believed that it was okay to bring God his first fruits, and God would in turn receive his first fruits and throw a blessing back down to him. So it's an example of faith is Abel. Abel is an example of worship. Faith in worship, bringing a sacrifice to God. Then look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch. Enoch is an example of a faith witness. By faith, Enoch was translated. Not anything about Enoch saw God somewhere on a mountain, and Enoch did this and did that, and Enoch's parents wouldn't let him watch TV, and wouldn't let him go around the corner, and wouldn't let him go to the schoolyard, and wouldn't let him have no girlfriend, and wouldn't let him have no cell phone. Said by faith, by belief in God, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this what? Testimony. That he did what? So faith pleases God. And when we activate our faith, God is so pleased that we believe what he said, that he begins to bless us. He begins to open the Red Seas. He begins to send that healing. He begins to send that deliverance. He begins to fill your barns with all might. Faith pleases God. That's where we get Hebrews 11:6 from. But without faith, he's not just talking about Enoch. He's saying, back up. Abel, please me. By faith.
when he brought me a sacrifice, I was well pleased with Abel. But without faith, drop down to verse 7 for a moment. Noah is an example of faith works. Check it out. Let me read it from the New Version Bible. It says, Noah was another one who trusted God. When he heard God's warning about the future, Noah believed him. When he heard God's warning about the future, when he heard God's warning about what God wanted to do in his life, when he heard God's warning about, I'm not going to bless you right now, but I'm going to bless you next week, I'm going to bless you next year. When he heard God's warning about the future, Noah believed him, even though there was then, listen to this, no sign of a flood. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. There's no sign that you going to get that house. No sign you going to get that job. No sign that your marriage going to be saved. There is no sign right now. But faith. There was no natural sign. I say, hi, if God tell me I don't need a sign, I'm glad you're talking with me. I'm glad you're And when you tell other folks be like, I don't understand what he's talking about. I guess not. He said there was no sign of a flood. But check this out. Wasting no time. See, when you don't know when God's going to bless, don't waste no time trying to worship him. Don't waste no time believing him. Move with it. Because God is not on the watch. God is not on your calendar. God is not on your little date book in your phone. He wasted no time. He built the ark and saved his family. Noah's belief in God was in direct contrast to the sin and disbelief of the rest of the world. So you got to do something different. We are peculiar. We are a royal priesthood. We strange folk. Strange folk. Getting up 3 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up. God told me everything. Coming in broke down to worship him. We some strange folk. Folks look at us like, if God did that to me, I wouldn't be worshiping him. But see, they don't understand. They don't have the faith that you and I have. So this is what Noah did by faith. He refused, and God was in direct contrast to the sin of disbelief of the rest of the world, which refused to obey God, and because of his faith, he became one of those whom God has accepted. If you got some faith and exercise your faith, God will in fact accept you. So why is faith necessary? It is our faith that pleases God. It is our faith that sends the message back to God that we are interested and serious about our relationship with him and about the pursuit of the promises. I'm trying to get to my promise. And guess what? I got too much junk in my way. I got too many folk all up in my ear telling me what God did not say. I'm going to read the word of God, and what did God tell me? I know it don't look like there was no visible sign to me that God would use me. Me and my old messed up, wretched, no good, low down, dirty stuff.
My God. Stop looking at yourself the way people call you. What did God say about you? They that wait upon the Lord. But see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to come to God without faith. It's the confident assurance of the things that God has promised. That's why we are moving forward. I see more folks put more faith in the lottery than in God. I see more folks put more faith in the numbers on the street. Not y'all here. Then in God. There are more folk that put faith in other folk than in God. And they get let down. Anybody ever had their heart broken over and over again? That's because you keep on going to the same kind of person. Amen. I wish I had a witness in there. Oh, he broke my heart. Oh, she broke my heart. I guess so. You keep seeking the same kind of love. That's why you keep on getting broke-hearted and trampled on. And somewhere you got to change up. God, I misread you somewhere. God, I'm tired of this thing. But it's all by faith. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. You can never please God without faith, without depending on Him. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that there is a God and that He rewards those who sincerely look for Him. And you always got to be looking for Him, whether you're in church or not. I'm always looking for God. God, what you say? God, where you want us to go? How you want to go about this? What you say, Lord? What you say, do this money? Who you say, bless? Look, my wife and I, we don't mess around. God say, bless somebody, we don't give it to them. Look. That's the confident assurance that God said it, and God's got something great. And we don't do it to get anything back. We do it because it's just the right thing to do. We just do it because God said do it. Hallelujah. I remember I had a friend of mine say one time, you don't look at folks to determine what they need, but if God say give it to them, give it to them. But they don't know they need my $500. God, I ask you, did they need that $500? God's trying to get you to be obedient unto Him. You walking around, you want to be disobedient. They don't know that they need the $500. You want to keep the $500, not because they don't need it, because you want to keep it, because you're stingy. You just stingy. And you don't believe God can place that $500. It's my last $500. What if God is your God? It's not your last $500. It's just one of the $500 that He's going to give. But you can only understand that by faith. This folk, you do the ministry of giving, I ain't got no lunch money this week. I don't care what pastor say. Good, I don't care what pastor say. Even I care what God said. I ain't giving my lunch money. Mess around, go work Monday, can't even find your money. Can I borrow half your sandwich? Can I have just one sliver of your rib? I know you ain't going to raise your hand. I know what happened to you. You held back on God, and before you got back home, good, the big hole in the roof, the pipes done burnt. I couldn't give you nothing this week, God. God, them bills piled up. God said, some of your blessings are piled up, too. What's wrong? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? The only reason they pile up is because you haven't been a good steward. You haven't done what I told you to do. I told you to render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar and render. God said, why are you always taking mine? Because I have so much you think you could steal from me. That's what it talks about in Malachi. What a man robbed God. And I said, God, how do we rob you? He didn't say you robbed me in worship. He said you robbed me in tithes and offerings. You take the little temper. Never mind. The only way you can give is give by faith. See, that was an act of worship from Abel. Abel gave a sacrifice by faith. Oh, my God. And Cain was upset. Anybody Caining up in here? You upset with somebody because they gave God what God asked them? God turned around and blessed them. And here you are. You Caining up in here? You can't wait till you get them all out by themselves. You can slay them. You might not kill them, but with your mouth. Oh, she thinks she's blessed. He thinks she's blessed. I wish I would get pastor and co-pastor. You see that car that got? You ain't got no faith. If you ain't act like that, you have something too. Go shine your house. You ain't want the car. You wanted the house. You wanted your health. Oh, my God. Faith tells God yes. And faith says we are willing to walk the journey by faith and not by sight because of the one who has given us the promise. You got to deal with the one who gave you the promise. Now, if somebody is a liar and they promise you something, guess what? Don't think you're going to get it. I'm sorry. They're a liar. They've been a liar. They've been promising you since 2000. I'm going to do better. I'm going to pay you back your money. I'm going to come by your house. I'm going to come get the kids. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better wife. Lies. People lie to you when they get ready to get kicked out. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. That wasn't supposed to come up. When you get ready to call somebody, the past folk is messed up. They get to talking funny. But there's no substance behind it. But God said, faith is the substance. Faith is the fact that whatever I promise you, it is substantive in the spirit and it will manifest itself in the natural if you activate your faith. I told you about that stuff. What's that Jericho activator? If you don't have no activator, your hand will mess up. It'll mess up. No faith in your hand. No faith. Your Jericho all flat and faithless. But as soon as you...
activate your faith. Stop walking around like this.
God ain't blessing me, oh, I'm just so sad, oh, I'm just so pitiful, oh, my life is so screwed up, my life is so messed up, God don't even hear my prayer.
You better pray some faithful, get you a bottle of faith. We sell it down, said, just kidding, we don't sell it. But you got to activate some stuff. You can't keep going around looking like that and acting like that and talking like that, that you don't serve God. God don't love you. God doesn't hear your prayer. You got to begin to move like Noah did. He said, I saw no sign of a flood, but God's not a man when he should lie. I saw no sign of a healing, but God's not a man when he should lie. I saw no sign of his bill being paid in my bank account, but God's not a man.
It's all by faith. For whoever comes to God must believe that God is and that he's a reward of them that will diligently seek him. God is not one to just tell you anything. For most of us, seeing is believing. But when you come to God, seeing is not believing. It's seeing in the spirit that's believing. Let's close out. Look at Hebrews 11:8. By faith. See, y'all, it's all by faith. By faith, Abraham did some stuff. By faith. Look at this in this other translation. By faith, Abraham trusted God, and when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land which he promised to give him, Abraham did what? Obeyed. Hallelujah. That's where we get stuck. We are people of disobedience, and that's where the problem comes in. Because of disobedience. But Abraham obeyed. Away he went, not even knowing where he was going. Now that's faith. That is faith. Abraham, leave your family. Get out of there. Go and I'll show you. And even when he reached God's promised land, he lived in tents like a mere visitor, as did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Not only did Abraham go, but Isaac and Jacob followed him. The same promise. I like when it says they saw it afar off. They saw the promise afar off. There might be many miles between me and my promise, but I still see it in the spirit afar off. I see God blessing my family. I see God blessing me. I see God healing certain situations. I see God delivering folks. I see God lifting up somebody else. I see God giving somebody else gainful employment. I ain't mad because of one glad, we all glad. And one sad, we all sad. When you blessed, I'm blessed. When you're messed, I'm messed.
Look at verse 9. By faith. Talking about Abraham. You sojourned in that. I'm sorry. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Know what you're looking for by faith. And don't stop till you get it.
Oh, God.
See, I think in our altar prayer, Copac says some of us, we fall short. We crawl away from the altar. God said, crawl back. Because you didn't get the full promise. Or you didn't see what I told you to see. You let something else distract you. Come back and get the full picture. Boy. Look at verse 10. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Look at good old Sarah. Through faith or by faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. That's what we need to do. Judge him faithful who has promised. As a matter of fact, who knows about what you're going through like he does? Who can answer your situation like he can? Nobody else. So when God steps into your life, when God steps into your prayer, why would I come out of my prayer closet and not believe God? Nobody else is helping me. I tell them my problems, and they pray with me, and they pray for me. But see, that is a corner store kind of thing. I need a supernatural blessing in my life, and it comes from God by me activating my faith. I feel my Jerry curl coming on.
Oh, my.
But all this is, it's all by faith. When you come here, it's by faith. When you get in your car and turn the key, guess what? By faith. You don't have, I don't care if it's a new car, old car, you don't have no real reason to think,
oh, every time you turn it on,
they're going to click.
That's why if you get it, you need to pray first. Lord. Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. I need this thing to kick over. You know what's bad? When your car don't turn over and you owe on it and you ain't made the payment. That's a bad feeling.
You figure if you had made your payment, that it might.
See, my theory is that those people that you get the cars from, they got some kind of power. That if they look at the computer and you ain't paid yet, they got some kind of thing they send to your house. I'm telling you, you could take your cell phone and do certain numbers that open up you. Somebody, I wish I had a witness in here. Technology. I mean, I'm playing with you about the other thing, but technology is powerful. They can mess with you. My wife was out one day. They called her talking about somebody took the money out your credit union account. Oh, yeah? See, you text them back, give them a name. But it was a game so they could get more information. We all have some level, some type of degree of faith which believes in something or somebody. The key is believing the right somebody and the right something. You see, with God, all things are possible. And God's word will not return unto him void without accomplishing what he sent it to accomplish. God's word said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, so God so loved me, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your eternal life is in Christ. It is by faith. Your faith says that you have it. It's been paid for. That's the thing I like about this whole thing, salvation and faith. When I accepted Christ, I had my eternal life. But somebody said, show it to him if I don't need it yet. I don't need to use it yet because he didn't set up the new heaven and the new earth, but I got it. Show me yours. Show me your eternal life. And whatever God promises, you already have it. It's almost like they paid you before you worked. Wouldn't that be novel? Wouldn't I get sick on Tuesday? You paid me. But God trusts us. He does it in the reverse. When we say yes to him, he gives you exactly what it is, and we have to go forth and pursue it and see it afar off and continue to go after it because we already have it. That's why it says in Hebrews 11, he's not ashamed to be their God because he's not playing with them. Because they're looking for a city, guess what? He got a city for them. They're looking for healing, guess what? He's got healing for them. They're looking for deliverance, guess what? He's got deliverance for them. They're looking for peace, he's got peace for them. They're looking for joy, he's got joy. Jesus also had to walk by faith. See, when he came to the earth, he was in the flesh. He was divine and human. But everything he went through for you and I, he did it in the flesh. And he had to walk by faith. He had to believe that God the Father would do exactly what God promised. That when he gave himself up on that cross, that when they put him in that bar tomb. See, we need to understand and say, oh, it's just Jesus. He could do all that. No, he came in the flesh. He's yet divine. See, what he did was he took a divine three-piece suit, Dick, and he hung it up in glory. He told his daddy, put a flesh on me so I can go down through Mary. So he divested himself. Come on. Because anytime he got in trouble, he could have called his boys. But that's not the mission that he was on. He hung up his divinity and came down in humanity so that you and I could become his divinity. See if we get that. He hung up his divinity and came down to humanity so you and I could become his divinity. And see, if he hung his divinity up there and he came down as humanity, how will you and I become divinity? Because on the third day, when he got up with all power in his hands. See, when he went back to glory on the 50th, he sent the Holy Spirit. But when he went back, he picked up his divinity. So everybody that accepted him not only had their salvation, but they had their divinity. That's why you and I are human yet divine. Oh, yes. It's all by faith. You got to see this thing by faith. He who was rich for our sakes became poor that we through his poverty might become rich. It's all by faith. Brother Ray, you teach class on Wednesday, right? By faith.
the word of God. God called me to preach by faith. If God don't give it to me, I don't know it. If God blocked you. Sister Jackie, when y'all sing with the choir, it's all by faith. But you saw it afar off. See, when you leave something and you see God doing something with it afar off, that will mess, that will motivate you. When you can see your blessing, when you see the doctor walk in the room, well, I got bad news, and you're looking out the right eye and say, well, I see some good news. I see somebody over your shoulder telling me, it's going to be all right. It's going to be. Pastor, you don't understand. I've been dealing with this for years. It's going to be all right. Because you see it afar off. And people might think you're foolish for believing God, but guess what? That's the best thing you and I could do, is believe God. There's so much more to our salvation than what we really believe. When you get to Hebrews 12, he said, guess what? Look at that great cloud of witnesses around you. Well, God is saying, some folk have already done it. So go on with that. You need an example? Jesus is the greatest example. Who for the joy? See, that's my promise, but for Jesus, that would have been his joy. For the joy that was set before him, he went on the cow. They lied on him. Anybody ever been lied on? Anybody been beat, spit on? I'm not talking about in the church. Church folks don't do that. But anybody been lied on and spit on and treated bad? Church folks don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? But for the joy. But what I like about the joy of Jesus is that it wasn't just for you and for himself. It was for you and it was for me. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. It's all by faith. It's all by faith. It's all by faith. It is all by faith. It's all by faith.